Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It is so funny how we always get lyrics wrong in songs. We hear them different. Paul from the Southwest Side said, Betty Davis Eyes, it's all the boys think she's a spy, not a spaz. A few other people said the same thing. Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. Thanks for checking in with Chicago's Afternoon News. Howard Tolman is a general managing partner of G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors, a serial entrepreneur, educator, art collector, all-around dog and cat lover. And your article on Inc.com today says, to meet tomorrow's challenges, business needs more truth tellers. Do you feel like we're coddling new college grads?
Well, first of all, I'm glad they pointed out the spy comment on Betty Davis Eyes. It's one of my favorite songs in the whole world. And when you said it, I was like, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. But, you know, it's only a 40-year-old song. So those of us who are really old, you know, are very much attached to it. So
you
anyway,
love that song, Howard. Out of all the music in the world, you like that song.
It's a great song. It has great lyrics. You should read through all the lyrics. It was a very feminist song early on. I mean, it's all about how aggressive she is and how cool this woman is and stuff. So I liked it a lot. Anyway,
okay, cool.
Yes, I was, in fact, you know, this is really bizarre. I was just listening to the, you know, the ads before you cut over, and I was thinking about this ad for badass nurses, and I was saying to myself, I wonder if a whole bunch of nurses are going to be offended by that. I mean, is that a cool thing to call a nurse? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, people were offended.
The language stuff is so complicated these days, and it's just amazing. But the truth is, what the article was about today, again, it was a very peculiar day for me because I did quote, you know, the two most prominent CEOs who recently talked about this, you know, Elon Musk, who said, look, go pretend you're working somewhere else if you don't like, you know, our philosophy here. And Zuckerberg, who said, you know, I'd be perfectly happy if you decided to go work somewhere else. So, but my article was about telling your employees the truth. And so, because when you write an article, you don't have control over the image they attach to it or the headline, lo and behold, this thing comes out saying we need more truth tellers with a picture of Elon and Zuck. And everyone in the world thinks they're among the biggest liars in the world. So I can't tell you. I've gotten 1,000 comments saying, what are you talking about? These guys are horrible human beings. They're just liars. They're all these terrible things. And I'm like, hey, you know, I had nothing to do with that. If it was me, I wouldn't have picked that headline. You know, I was sort of trying to say we have to give kids a little dose of reality these days because that's how the real world's going to be going forward. It's not going to be what they're learning in college, which
but
is
guess
pretty
what?
Scary because these yeah.
It's their world, Howard. It's their world. They're creating it. So maybe we have to adjust.
Well, I think we have to adjust, you know, to a certain extent, but I think that they're getting the impression that they're driving the train. And I think as we go into this next year where everybody is going to be tightening their belt, everybody is going to be sort of easing up on, gee, we need to hire a zillion people, that they're going to discover that it takes more than just showing up in order to be successful, to be hired and to be retained in these companies, because these companies are going to be much more focused on results and on sort of the concrete parts of business and less on some of the stuff that's been sort of popular the last year or two.
Right, because things changed, and I think that had to do with the pandemic, right, where people were just had a softer approach, so to speak. And I realize that sometimes when I interact with people who are half my age that I'm too direct. And it seems to scare
them. That's absolutely right. And you know what? That's what the world is like, though. You know, I mean, if people think that they're going to come out and sort of everybody is going to meet their expectations as opposed to them meeting what the requirements are of the job or your employer or your boss and stuff, that's not even good advice to give these kids because they're going to come out and they're going to fail, and then they'll have to start over again, which is, you know, a complicated and challenging process.
Howard knows a thing or two about starting businesses, investing in businesses. He's the general manager partner, managing partner of G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors, and a proud Chicagoan. And I have to say, we're all aware that J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats put in $24 million to help get Darren Bailey the GOP nod. And then today, an ad comes out with audio from Darren Bailey in 2017 saying the horrors of the Holocaust don't even compare to abortion.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you what. I mean, this whole issue of the Democrats, supporting and funding the craziest Republican, candidates is really bizarre. I mean, it's like dirty pool to start with. But having said that, I mean, the crazy thing about Bailey is he can't even get support from the Republicans. I mean, they're not supporting him. They're running these ads that are contra JB, but they're not saying, oh, by the way, vote for, Darren. They're saying basically nothing about his campaign. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be a fairly bizarre couple of months here.
I think so.
In terms of politics.
And I always love getting your opinion. How many people ask you to donate to campaigns?
Well, a lot of people ask me to become involved. It's not so much about your individual donation. It's about your name and, your support, because then they use that as a reference. And it has a lot to do with credibility. I mean, my name is not, some enormous, thing. But the truth is that I'm involved in a lot of conversations. Look, I'm trying to hear from the various people that want to be the next mayor of the city, because I think it's so critically important that we understand what these people's aspirations are. But also, I think it's important to understand whether they even understand what the job entails. And frankly, I don't think a lot of these people do, because they've never been in this context before.
We got like 30 seconds left. Does Lori Lightfoot have a chance at winning the mayoral race?
Well, she has a chance, because if they don't come up with somebody, better, you can't, some of the Democratic politicians used to say, you can't beat somebody with nobody. So there has to be a candidate out there that can do a better job for the city than she's done. We just don't know who that's going to be.
Always great to talk to you. I love your insight, Howard. And the article is posted on Inc.com. Ignore the picture in the headline. It's not his.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.